All this week, we've been taking the time to hear about some of the 500,000 people here in the United States whose lives were lost to COVID-19. In a few minutes, we'll learn about the life of Ivan Forbus, a Vietnam veteran who had been living in a long-term care facility in Ohio and died of COVID-19 complications just a few days before Christmas. But first, we hear from Maurice Ojuang Jr. from New York City.
My dad was named Maurice Ojuang Sr., and unfortunately, he died due to COVID-19 on April the 21st, 2020. He was a man who loved God. He loved his family. He finished top of his class in Kenya, and he eventually migrated to the United States, where he literally had to start from scratch with nothing and nobody aiding him, and basically work his way up through school, got his computer science bachelor's degree and master's degree in that, eventually earned a doctorate. There are some memories that I hold close, near and dear to my heart. One that jumps out at me is when I was much younger and he sought to teach me the concept of percentages in mathematics. And for whatever reason, I could not grasp the whole idea of what percentages meant. So after a long night of reading and yelling at the top of his lungs, and the concept is still not being ingrained in my mind, he told me to get up and to do jumping jacks, 100 of them, I think. And he made me repeat, percent means out of 100, percent means out of 100. And over 15 years later, I still remember that. That has to be one of my favorite memories of him teaching me and being involved in my schoolwork in its entirety. He definitely was passionate about everyone receiving education, particularly a Christian education. He also went back to Kenya and built a school in his home village with my mother. And I think that's his greatest lasting legacy that I hope to keep alive, that I know he would want me to keep going. There is a favorite song of his. It's actually a hymn entitled, Oh, There'll Be Joy. And it speaks about a time when God's children will leave this earthly planet and go to heaven to rest and no longer have to work. And I thought about that song actually after he died, and I said, I guess the next thing he will get to experience is that joy, because his work here on earth is done. A man that many people miss, not just myself, and a man that I thank God for blessing my life for.
I'm Mary Lee Bendig, and I live in Groveport, Ohio. Ivan Jerry Forbus. My brother was 78 years old, and he liked to go by Ivan. He was named after my father, and he loved Kenny Rogers. He loved country and Western music, and his song that kind of a summation of my brother's life is The Gambler. I don't know if you know the words to it, but it just kind of says there's no guarantees in life, and that we have to kind of take the good with the bad. And every gambler knows that everything's about surviving, and he was a survivor. You know, you got to know when to throw away things, and you know what to keep.
Knowing what to keep, because every hand's a winner, and every hand's a loser.
That you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And my brother, he did. He passed away peacefully on the 22nd of December. But it was written during a time after he came back from Vietnam. He went to Vietnam, the Marine Corps, right after he got out of high school in 1961. And he was there until 1965. And my brother came home a little different than when he went in the service, and it kind of mellowed him out. He wasn't the same person, and he became a little bit introverted with the, especially the Vietnam vets that returned home. they didn't get the recognition that they should have. And it was hard. It was a burden for them to bear. And they fought for their country and they should have gotten that recognition. But to think that there's over 500,000 deaths that now have occurred with COVID have surpassed the Korean, the Second World War, the Vietnam War. It's just horrendous figures. And what hurts the most is that you're not able in many of these situations to go in, to be with them, to see them, to put your hand on them, to comfort them. So if this little snippet of broadcast that I've made would help anybody know that there are other people that have gone through this and have lost loved ones like this, that it is just so important to know that there's someone that has some empathy for them. And we're right there with you, and our hearts are right there with you, and our prayers.
You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up.
That was Mary Lee Bendig of Groveport, Ohio, remembering her brother, Ivan Forbus, who died of COVID-19 in December. Before that, we heard from Maurice Ojuang Jr. of New York City, remembering his dad, Maurice Ojuang Sr., who died of COVID-19 last April.